USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell opening the Senate this morning by slamming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for withholding articles of impeachment for a month. The House is now finally expected to vote tomorrow to formally send the two articles to the upper chamber. McConnell arguing that Democrats are hoping impeachment will hurt Trump's re-election. House Republican leaders say they're supporting Iranians who've been protesting their government for having mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian passenger jet. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he's introducing a resolution.
America should stand with anyone in the world who craves freedom. We have a long history of doing that. So I introduced a resolution in support of the protesters, condemning the leadership of Iran for shooting down and killing 176 innocent people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Just hours until the last Democratic White House candidates debate before the Iowa caucuses, and there's a continuing spat between two top candidates, Democratic hopeful Elizabeth Warren, standing by reports that rival Bernie Sanders once told her and has since told his staffers that a woman couldn't beat President Trump. Warren says the topic first came up in December of 2018 when the two met to discuss the next presidential election.
I was disappointed to hear that Bernie is sending his volunteers out to trash me. Bernie knows me and has known me for a long time.
Sanders calls Warren's claims ludicrous. Authorities in the Philippines keeping a watchful eye on a volcano that's been spewing ash and lava since Sunday. Thousands and thousands of people have already had to evacuate ever since the Taal volcano began erupting. The fear is it could erupt even more explosively than it has very soon. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Queen of England agreeing to a transition period as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle leave as full-time royal family members. In a statement from Buckingham Palace, Queen Elizabeth says the family had very constructive conversations yesterday and they're entirely supportive of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. The Queen adding that the family would have preferred they remain full-time members, but they also understand their wish to live a more independent life. The palace statement also made clear that Harry and Meghan do not want to be reliant on public funds in their new lives. American voters are divided over the killing of a top Iranian general. A new Quinnipiac poll shows 45% say it was the right action, 41% say it was the wrong way to go, but 45% say Qassem Soleimani's death has made Americans less safe. A majority of voters in the poll don't think tensions between the U.S. and Iran will lead to war, though. The survey also found that nearly two-thirds would be against the U.S. going to war with that Middle East country. And Tom Hanks has been nominated for his first Oscar in almost 20 years for his performance of Fred Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Hanks' last Oscar nom came from the 2001 Oscars, nominated but not winning for Best Actor in a leading role for Castaway. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.